540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden today said the U.S. is standing strongly behind Israel as it prepares for a possible ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. But he also made it clear he's concerned about the 2 million people living in Gaza.
We're making sure Israel has what it needs to defend itself and respond to these attacks. It's also a priority for me to urgently address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
CBS's Holly Williams reports Israel is telling people in northern Gaza to get out now.
Israel's military ordered civilians, gave them 24 hours to leave the northern part of the Gaza Strip for their own safety. Now, just to give you an idea of what that involves, the entire Gaza Strip is roughly the size of the city of Philadelphia. Its population is just over 2 million people.
There were dueling protests today near Times Square in Manhattan. This woman demanded Palestinian independence and criticized plans by Israel to attack Gaza.
We want to live like 1948 with neighbors of Jewish. We want to live with neighbor Christians, neighbor Muslim. We want to live in peace.
The surprise attack by the Palestinian militant group Hamas on Israel Saturday caused the deaths of at least 1,300 Israelis and 27 Americans. At least 14 Americans remain unaccounted for. The suffering grows in Gaza as Israel continues to pound the heavily populated enclave with relentless airstrikes. CBS's Haley Ott has spoken to Palestinian human rights lawyer and advocate Munir Nusseibeh.
Nusseibeh condemns the killing of all civilians and, despite the raging war, says he's committed to peace.
I'm very hopeful for the future. The pain of the people that is happening today will not stay forever.
Over half the population of Gaza is under the age of 18, who had no say in Hamas's brutal assault.
Some Americans are leaving Israel, but others are headed to the country, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
The U.S. State Department says evacuation flights to help Americans leave Israel will begin today. And a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will be leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to Israel this weekend.
Republicans have nominated a strong supporter of Donald Trump to be the next Speaker of the House, but CBS's Scott McFarland says it's not clear the nominee has the votes to win the election.
This was a narrow victory for Jim Jordan in a secret ballot election of the GOP conference as they chose their newest nominee to be Speaker of the House. He got 124 votes. Austin Scott of Georgia got 81, and Scott didn't join the race till this afternoon. The House is out this weekend. They'll vote as early as Tuesday, but Jordan has many minds to change to get to the 217 votes he needs to win.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend weather forecast includes strong winds. In addition to the potential for more than 2 inches of rain, a gale warning has been issued for Lake Michigan for most of the day tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, waves on the lake may reach heights between 8 to 11 feet. A suspected murder-suicide is under investigation in Milwaukee. Police were called early this morning with a 28-year-old victim dying at the hospital and a 38-year-old suspect found dead at the scene. Police say the victim and the suspect were involved in a romantic relationship, and it's believed to be a case of domestic violence. An almost half a billion dollar project has been launched by the EPA to clean up Lake Michigan. A remediation project will target the removal of sediments from a portion of the Milwaukee estuary, where three rivers meet the lake. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about women's self-silencing. 844-967-2789. Men and women, if you're wondering what I mean by that, I've got some questions. So let's start there. If any of these resonate from you, with you, my great friend, coach to the Fortune 100 CEO set, Susan K. Worley, inventor of the Cheetah Method. We're going to be here talking about this, listening to your stories, sharing some of ours this entire hour. 844-967-2789. Do any of these statements resonate with you? If you do, if they do, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Here I go. Ladies and men that love any woman, if you're a man, do you know a woman who might identify with this? Any of these statements. I said yes, even when I didn't want to. I've endured cruelty and abuse because I was trying to help blank. I hold my tongue more than I say what I think, feel, expect, or need. I hold my tongue more than I say what I think, feel, expect, or need. I let others have the last word, even when I passionately disagree, just to keep the peace. And last but certainly not least, I fear disappointing people. Ladies, men that love any woman, do these resonate with you? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. So Susan is with me here in the studio, and I want to explain the origin for our discussion today. And that was a piece in Time magazine written by Maital Eyal. Last name is spelled E-Y-A-L, in case you're trying to look it up. The topic, the title of the piece was Self-Silencing is Making Women Sick. And I wanted to start with a few statistics, then I want Susan to introduce myself, and then we're going to get all into it. Join our conversation, 844-967-2789. Talk and text lines are open. Women account for 80% of autoimmune disease. Women are at higher risk for chronic pain, insomnia, fibromyalgia, long COVID, IBS, and migraines, chronic fatigue, HIV, and cancer. We experience these things twice as much as men. Depression, anxiety, and PTSD. We're twice as likely as men to suffer a heart attack.
And we have a 9-fold greater incidence of anorexia, which is the most lethal of all mental health diseases. And this cannot be explained statistically by genetics or hormones or even whether or not we're smokers, not smokers, our blood pressure levels, what we eat. In 2022, the University of Pittsburgh found that women of color who agreed strongly with this statement were 70% more likely to experience cardioid arteriosclerosis, which is cardiovascular plaque. It was this statement: I rarely express my anger to those close to me. In Massachusetts, just a few years ago, they concluded a study where researchers followed 4,000 women for over 10 years. And what they found was that women reported consistent levels of self-silencing, which is not expressing boundaries, needs, angers, disagreement, concerns. Women who self-silenced on a routine basis were 4 times more likely to die. I'll say this, that the virtues of womanhood, some of what we're taught to believe is normal or best for women to behave like, actually makes us sick. It can kill us. So we're going to talk about Susan's experience, my experience, and your experience. 844-967-2789. Do you have experience with self-silencing? The other ways I like to express this, Susan, is the curse of competence. We have to be competent and in control in every circumstance. We have the curse of congeniality. Nope, probably not. That's all of those things are a big deal. Maybe you can. I don't know. Is the B word one of them? Who knows? That we have to have a purpose to be perfect.
Right.
Right? These are heavy burdens.
Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Virgin Mary, you know.
All of that stuff, right? Agreeability, extreme selflessness, the suppression of anger, the likability dilemma. 844-967-2789. And I haven't even gotten to the expectation that we look pretty all the time.
Well, right. We can look pretty, but not speak up. Like, just sit there and look nice.
Look pretty, but don't speak.
Right.
And if you do, be really nice about it.
Yeah. I pivoted my business from working with men. I'm an executive coach to women 5 years ago. And a complete difference. I mean, men can get away with saying to each other, that's ridiculous. You're full of, you know, and stuff like that. And they never think, oh, was I too mean? Or did I say that right? Where women are really afraid of that because we've been conditioned just the way you explained.
Well, and I think the self-editing that goes on, right? The fear of disappointing, the fear of being unliked. I have personally struggled with that through my entire career. I think anybody that's listened to the Maggie Dawn Show would likely guess that people have used all sorts of words to describe me throughout my life. The B word, the C word. Some of the cleaner words, insolent.
There's a whole alphabet for that, right?
Yes, uppity. We could probably do it an alphabet of pejorative terms about women when they stand up for themselves, right?
I can think of a few others.
Yes. Maybe that'll be like a little vocab test for me next week. Can I come up with an alphabet of words that people use to basically tell women to look pretty and shut up?
Right.
Have you experienced this? 844-967-2789. This article struck so many chords for me, even in how I have to express legal advice, right? What is solidly within my expertise area? I have to do that in an extremely deferential way, right? Lest anyone be upset by it. Now, I've accepted that, and there's ways that I let myself be me when I'm doing that. But it's taken a long time to get to that place for me. Can you tell us a little bit, how did you become a professional coach, Susan? What's your story? What made you decide to focus on women leaders?
Well, I've been in business as an executive coach for 34 years. And the first 29 years, I was actually working with executive men. I pivoted 5 years ago to work with women because the brain research is really supporting exactly what you're saying, Maggie. What's happening is that in our gut, women, we have more neurotransmitters, hormones, and neurons than in our head brain. And what happens is when we get this gut alert, and we call it women's intuition, what happens is we then get stuck in our heart as we're bringing this up the vagus nerve, all these emotions and wondering, is it okay to have the emotions? Is it okay to express the emotion? Is it normal? Am I too sensitive? And what happens is all that energy, the neurons, neurotransmitters, hormones, are getting stuck in our body. Think of it as this vagus nerve that goes through, it's the biggest nerve in the body. It goes through the gut, heart, to the head. And if we get stuck in the muck of our emotions, that means all of that is stuck in our body, and that's what's making us sick. I didn't see that with men. And when I saw that the statistics said that women outrank men, 17 out of 19 leadership characteristics, but we needed to work on two, risk-taking and negotiation. That's speaking up.
Yes.
That's speaking up. And I'm like, you know, I think I can help them because working with men for all those years, I know what is okay and what is not.
It's interesting when you talk about risk-taking was one. And then what was the other one?
Negotiation, which is speaking up too.
Right. To me, risk-taking is accepting that you might disappoint.
Hello. Exactly. 100%. It's you facing your own truth about that and then taking that deep breath into your gut. And let's feel that all in our, you know, heart right now, that anxiety, like, okay, I'm going to take a risk and speak my truth. Then the second part is the negotiation, right? Everything's not black and white.
How many times, women, have you said yes before you've negotiated for the resources necessary to actually fulfill the yes, right? Like, holy cannoli. It took me 15 years into my career because I wanted to please so badly that by pleasing, I was validated, I was affirmed, that I was showing that I was worthy, right? So I would say yes, and then I would struggle because there weren't enough resources. Instead of saying, I might be able to do that, but here's what I need. Negotiate before the yes.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a common thing, whether it's at home or at work. I'll have my female clients say to me that so-and-so wants something more of me. They want a piece of me, like Britney Spears, right?
Yep.
And then I always say to them, well, right, show what you've got going on and say,
yes.
Hey, I would love to help, but here's my situation. How might we? This is the famous phrase that I use. How might we? How might we consider what you need, but also consider what I have all going on right now?
And
that's